Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 15.
Luke took Fatima before the infakitsi kazawa.
And I'm going to share with you a little on those who leave you.
Te apianata kelem narewa makaskianwe rosenandawanao.
Those who leave you.
Rewa senandawanao. Naveru se niala tamnao.
Amen.
Amen.
Those who leave you. Now it says a certain man had two sons. And this is following from what I've been sharing about the spirit of power, love, and then a sound mind. Now, in the ministry, really, we have fathers and sons. That's actually what we have, fathers and sons. But because every child is different, you know, your children can look different. Some can be tall, some can be short. Some can have the mother's face and some can have the father's face. Sometimes they look different. And that is, those are the sons in ministry. They are all different, but from the same womb. So that is why we have apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. An apostle is a type of son. And a prophet is a type of a son. An evangelist is a type of son. A teacher is a type of a son. Before we had these divisions and these terms from the beginning of time, we only had fathers and sons. Even if you were a prophet, you were a son of somebody.
So
Elisha, when Elijah was going, he said, "My father," not the senior prophet. He said, "My father," because we only had fathers and sons all through the Bible.
So refande Elia.
And the more you understand fathers and sons and daughters, if you want, the more you understand ministry and power. You see? My brother looks how he looks. He doesn't have to make himself look like a Madagascan person. It's effortless. So that is why Paul said, though you have 10,000 instructors, 1 Corinthians 4:15, you don't have many fathers. So anytime you hear of fathering of fathers and sons, you are hearing about both biological transfer of genes, transfer of natural life and energy, and also in the realm of the spirit, transfer of characteristics and types and patterns.
Patterns. Rehefa miresaka tsika hoe raisanaka dia voalohany aloha fampitana zavatra arabatana izany ohatra ny ray aman-dreny arabatana misy gène misy singa alefa ho anatin'ilay olona fa amin'ny ara-panahy ihany koa dia misy ihany koa hoe ray zanaka ara-panahy dia misy karaktera misy toetoetra misy zavatra isan-karazany hitovizana mepita ao any amin'ny ray sy ny zanaka.
Ministry is also about a transfer of patterns.
Ny asa fanompoana dia fiepitana fampitana ihany koa le hoe paterna raha hoe zavatra hitovizana.
One day somebody commented, he said, the way you walk is like your father.
Ozy izy ny olona raha izay miteny ny fomba fandehanao ozy izy ohatra ny dadanao mihitsy.
I said, look, number one, I don't know how I walk. Because I don't see myself walking. Then he described it and I won't tell you what he said. And he said, it is just like your father. But I said, whose pattern, whose way of walking do you think I will walk like? Other than my father. So when you receive from your father, you receive a natural pattern, a natural ability, a natural energy that comes. That's why even today, cancer is something they are finding is connected to genes. That's why some people smoke so much but they never get cancer. Yes. A lot of people smoke, they don't get no nose, they don't even get chest. Coughing. They don't even get coughing.
Yeah. Mishul la zote na fuka skarabe fa na tata ne ara tsumba mkuku waka kurerisi. Neva mpulu lut.
So when the Bible says a certain man had two sons.
Kareva mten paipule nishul la raizayu zizi nana na sana karu.
It is to say that a certain prophet or a certain apostle had two sons, a pastor, an evangelist, or maybe two of the same, but you see that they are different.
They saw it from 10 people, Nislelana Christ, Emma Cascalisana Catalaway, Nana Nasana Caruis, Tiafaka Raisinaque, Otone, Miss Pasteur, Nis Apostol and a cry, Nana Nasana Canacru, Mete, Evangelista and a Pasteur, Nawem Tuf, Fa, Mresa Casafan Puna Cusan Lizue, Yucusan Mresacabe, Sana Casraya, Aumnasa Fan Pun.
When I met Bonke, I told him I am one of your stepsons. From another
mother.
But they said, don't say that. Don't say that you are a stepson. Yes. I met somebody who has worked with Bonke for 25 years.
Sana ita wulla niara nesa tam Bonke.
A German.
Niona tam kwa niara nesa tam Bonke na ditem timi mbro pulton almois.
And he said, I can see what you are doing.
Sauzi ya maiita zavata tono.
He said, because I have been all over Africa.
Saifa na nera na niafrich.
And I've seen the effect of your crusades and the churches.
Sama ita fetake an croisade no si niam fenguna.
A certain man had two sons. May you be one of the sons. You see, you are a son of somebody.
You know, sana kula na cry.
Yeah. You are.
Sana keno.
Whether you accept it or not.
Na ye keno na love no son.
And in the realm of the spirit, you are also a son of somebody.
Diawam tutulu fanako sana kula yan kueno.
Yes.
Yin.
May you be a good son.
Yengane no ba usana katsara.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living.
Arule sandrin tam drain, reko, umewane zara fanana na tuknua, te sarena tam nisum ralam fananan.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the younger is the one who is less experienced.
Le sandrina isn't smanana isolet stetena manana taikif.
Experience is different from theories.
Sawa ntsakefa de samiafa no ny amin'ny teori.
Yes.
Yen.
When I was not experienced, I would pray for a larger ministry. But now I don't pray for a larger ministry.
Sawa ratsimana na experience de ivavaka hoe anana ministera ngeza be fa sawa tsivavaka ho an'izany.
Yes.
Yen.
When I was less experienced, my prayer topics were different from now.
Tam sambola tsam tsekefa, mfavaka tamzane, mfavaka natoko tamzane, tsimtovy mfavaka natoko amzao.
Yes.
Yen.
After Paul had seen Jesus and experienced all that he had experienced and written most of the New Testament, his prayer topic was that I may know him.
Shawa, tawarina nwe
Paul. That I may know him.
Paul niona tam Jesus, teniena zabata niena ndeta, nanura tan bukreeta tawam ni arubatel buktom testamenta baba, tembola son fava kanaton, ba fanta tras bebe kua uzis.
Oh yes.
Yen.
Yes.
Yen.
He didn't pray, Lord, grant me a fourth missionary, because he had three missionary journeys. Grant me a fourth missionary journey. I want to reach to places I haven't reached before. He said, no, that I may know him.
And
the power of his resurrection. This is all I need. Even unbelievers who have experience have something to teach believers who don't have experience.
Shawa natspinwaran manana taikif te manana zavat afaka penarna and pinwa tsmanana taikif.
Yes, there is something you can learn from an older person.
Misavata zenarana avy amin'ny olon-dehibe ohatra.
That is why it was the younger boy who did not know and did not have experience who said, my father, give me my portion. I am ready for independence.
Zawa le sandrin le tsimanana taikif zay ny antony le sandrin no mitsangana van de niteny tamin'irainy meo anany anjara fanana efa vonona amin'izay aho zao andeha irery a andeha indépendant amin'izay aho zao maleo teny.
Independence is not a small thing.
Ny fahaleovantena nge tsy zavatra tsotra e.
What he was doing is the same as a baby who is inside the womb and the baby starts to say, it's too dark here. Too dark, and there is no space. I cannot stretch my legs.
So, otane falu vatena zan otane sasa kiel mbola wanat kibwa te otane matsapa le sasa maizenatfa ande ifokam saya te manubka mietske tskio ize ifok for foko de champ fulan.
How can I have exercise when I am stuck in a bag of blood and a bag of darkness? I can't even open my eyes.
I won't remember. I know exercise by its kids got nefsato anatna, awanatnar, awanatan tituerantia fin rafin usavatiza karazana, chafakamba mietska kuriak.
That is why many people who become independent cannot do much.
San matuere ulla lasa malio tena meluanftona, chafakamano savata pizak.
You see them say, I'm leaving this church.
And
they blame the Holy Spirit a lot for this.
They say that
the Spirit spoke to me.
The Holy Spirit said to
me,
my son,
this is a new day. A new chapter begins
now.
I see an open door.
Walk
through the door. And
then
walk through disaster.
The last is Nefania. Lasa miditra anaty korotana, mifanamasina foana mahazo tsiny, izay mena ao am-piangonana milaza daholo fa nandreta mifanamasina.
I think I'm going going to reunion.
Ante wane la reunion gamba ka.
Something like this in this country.
Gamba ya richanga na tetenene awe no.
Yes. The younger.
Le tanura.
When you are experienced.
Reva man na tekefe no.
And you even see a pastor with gray hair. And he says, I am a pastor.
Tem tenis e pastera.
You will have a respect.
Mila tsai no rein. Ramis pastera futs full wa yeno tanut. Tem bandana chore va tenis e pastera.
For the color of the hair.
Na le lukun le full futs futsnera. Le full futs futsnera.
The color of the hair.
Le full futs futsnera te a chor zareo. Na le am le full futs futsnera a chor zareo.
Yes.
Yen.
Please sit down. I'm preaching. Yes. The young one.
Le tanur.
The young one was the fool.
Le sandenegene atale.
The man without experience.
Le le latsumana na
take. He was the big fool.
Is le tena atala
pe. This story.
Awam ni tatariu.
And we know that he was a fool because of the end. Paul said, whose end is destruction? The end is destruction. The beginning is not destruction.
The end that is destruction.
Who glory in their shame? They are happy about the shameful thing they are doing. The shameful wickedness, the glory, they are happy about it.
But the Bible says, who's...
whose mind is on earthly things? Unspiritual man. But the end is destruction. Yeah. So the younger one, he said, I have had enough. What? You've had enough of what? Enough of what? You have had enough of your father? You have had enough of your family? You have had enough of corrections? You have had enough of rebukes? You have had enough of guidance? You have had enough of meetings? You have had enough of provision? And you have had enough of covering? You must be out of your mind. One day a pastor, he said he was with his spiritual father. And he did something to dishonor the father. The father stretched his hand like this and said, I've removed my covering from you. What? I have removed my covering from you. Then, it was not the father who was giving this, it was the man. He said, what happened to me after that? And he was advising. Be very careful. The younger said, I've had enough of meetings. I've had enough of summoning. I've had enough of your control of my life.
And face no
I've had enough of you.
Lewanawa.
Is there any portion I have legally?
Yes.
Yes. It is the younger one.
Lisandre, yeah.
He was going to go the legal way.
We and the amniara talana sanis yakan and zara.
My rights.
Sua kusani.
My portion.
Nyanzaraku.
You know?
So wa?
Your right, eh?
Nyanza nsua noa.
Your legal portion.
Lianzara no wara talana.
You become looking for your legal portion. And the Bible says the father divided unto them his living.
Yes.
Now, an evil son divides his father's prosperity. And causes financial loss to his father.
He's
an evil son.
Now,
who is going to give birth to an evil son? You can't tell. Amongst the pastors, we can't tell who is going to be the evil son. The other day I was watching a man of God. And he had many sons. And he called one of them and honored him. I have watched him preaching many times. But I've never seen him honor somebody like that. He honored him before a large congregation. But he was an evil son. I could not believe my eyes. Because I became interested in the son because of the father. So I googled the son, not the father. I googled the son to see, oh, he must have a great ministry. I couldn't believe my eyes.
That
the one who was honored turned out to be the greatest attacker. He divided his living, his home ministry was affected
sarain,
by this guy. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say to you here, if you are watching,
online,
make sure you are never an evil son to anybody. If you want to sin, if you really desperately need to sin, you get it. If you desperately need to sin, choose another sin. Like maybe you are feeling a taste for sin, like you want to do something.
Bad.
Try some other sin. Not this one. Because this one, the Bible says, whose end is destruction.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
So the man divided
his
living. And not many days after. The younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. Now, there is a place in the realm of the spirit which is far. One time, Jesus said about somebody, he said, you are not far from the kingdom. You are not far from the kingdom. So in the realm of the spirit, you can be near or far. In the realm of the spirit, you can go far from someone spiritually. Very far. And this boy went far. And he gathered all because this was his confidence was in those few things. A man without experience has confidence in things that he should not trust in. Yes. He has, number one, confidence in how long he has been a pastor. I've been there for 10 years. I've I've been there for 15 years.
Ye fatti membe fultona sem pastor.
I've been around for 20 years.
Ye fatti to sero pultona.
I know my left from my right.
Fatta tu ne avisha vana.
I know him.
Fatta twis.
I know them.
Fatta tian.
I know his wife.
Fatta tu vana.
I know a lot about them.
Fatta tu ma fatta na pema kasi.
Confidence.
Mana na fatu kina.
Something small that he
has. I'm savata kills him ba nana.
Gathered all together.
Na line se vana na ndret.
And went spiritually far from his father.
Tenandi jarapana left and right.
All the rebellious children of a ministry are spiritually far from where their father is.
They love to pay them a mission rain phone.
That is why you rarely see them coming up with even a church of 20 people. One day a young man, he started to rebuke his spiritual pastor and father. He told his father, "You are greedy." And he said, "I know your family. Your biological, I know your sisters and brothers. No one behaves like you." He corrected him severely. So I asked the
pastor,
"Who is this man who can say such things about you? Where is he?" And then he told me, he said, "Even his marriage, I have to travel to save him. He cannot have a church of even 15 people. But with a big mouth. Like a hippopotamus."
What a hippopotamus.
Yes.
Yen.
Do you know what the baby hippopotamus said to the mother hippopotamus?
I never even tenen le sanaka hippopotaman le maman le hippopotama maman.
He said, "Mama, why is your mouth so big?"
Uzi se famani na ke maman geza peo tron fava no.
And with this big mouth, the hippopotamus cannot even chew beet.
Shawa amni le fava pe ani tsuma vitam tsako kurngeni hippopotame.
With such a big mouth, he cannot even chew meat.
Chafa kam chakwe na kurin fava pe ngeza pin.
No.
Cheer.
Hey.
Hey.
So this boy,
they you to fly you,
he had a big mouth.
But my pe fava futsin.
No fruit.
Tish fuka ta kur.
The Bible calls them wandering stars.
Santenen pe pulandene le fanam fish futsin mrenren.
The Bible calls them trees without fruit.
Dude.
The Bible calls them clouds without water. Do you have pastors who are clouds without water? You know, when the boy was going, he said that, "I am now as rich as my father. My father has half and I have half. I have the same anointing that he has. I have the same." Yeah, because my father has half and I have half.
Le
I have half of the anointing. If he has a church, I can have a church. If he preaches, I can preach. If he has a prayer meeting, I can have a prayer meeting. I am just as rich as my father. Oh, this is the... you lack experience.
So zan tenen le sana katal satin sara ina rule fanana soa mtuvi am sene arena na statanai anas ne tsasana anane tsasana soa afaka mturteno tran tatanai am sei afaka manana fenguna no tran tatanai am sei san le fsaina na tsine tao anatin.
Ah, you are now as rich as me, you see.
Soa panakarena no tran tatanai.
You can now do what I can do, you see.
Te witano am sei kum vitako.
You know, I want you to be careful of thinking what you can do. You can do nothing. It's only God who allows us to do something.
You
can do nothing. You can do nothing. Yeah. And then the Bible says he went far. He went spiritually far. And there he wasted his substance.
Oh, yes.
You know, I want to say something. People who are rebellious. And we call them orangus. It's a pet name. It's a pet name, orangu.
Orangu, surno apeta kisariozan.
Hey. Many of them are really gifted.
Marum sarote na manana fan meza paswavan.
Yes. Like they are gifted singers. They can sing, oh Jesus. They can sing.
Sasante na mai mira pe fan meza paswavan eh? Otan lena tonteu.
Many of them are gifted, eh?
Manana fan meza paswavan.
They can inspire you when they speak.
Afaka tena otane manme inspiration ano izy refa miteny enao.
Many of them are good speakers. Many of them can raise money. Many of them can sing solo. Jesus, the lover of my soul. Many of them can lead worship. There is none like you. They can sing. The Bible says he wasted his substance. He wasted his gift, his substance. It was true, it was real, but it was wasted. Some of these breakaway pastors. It's not that they are not gifted. They have some substance, but they waste it. Why did you waste your gift?
And
they end up on the rubbish dump. The end of their things is destruction. Tell your neighbor, I am never going to be one of those younger sons. Now, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. A man without experience. You see, he doesn't know. One of the things he doesn't know
is that
even what you are doing bad, there will be a crisis for you too. There arose a mighty famine. Do you think the famine was only for this boy? Everybody experienced the famine. But when you are a rebel, the famine will wipe you out. Some rebellious people try to start churches. And then suddenly COVID came to all churches. COVID came. Even stronger churches were wiped out. How much more rebellious mushrooms?
Champignon rebellion.
Hey. Listen, ministry, you see, an experienced man knows that it is a long distance race. That is why if you fall down in a long distance race, you have to get up because the person you are running against, he may also fall down soon.
So, Satia. Le ulla manuata no kunye metlafko wa lulu wote te passé non ray afiwe.
Exactly. You'll be surprised.
Ukage now.
The same trouble that you have, he will also have.
Le problem manaso no metmaso le manuata no le mfanina na mnoku.
Yeah.
Yeni.
One day I had a man, he was very rude to me. He insulted me. Somebody who heard him insulting me,
I said
to her, tell me what this man said about me. I appointed him as a pastor.
It's my son.
Yes. She said, I cannot repeat the words this man said.
This too
I said okay. It's a long distance race. Yes. One day. The people that he was relying on in the church started to take him on. They were very rude to him. Ruder than he was to me. Yes. One day he went to the
airport
to take his luggage. He was traveling. And the church member who took him, he opened the car and threw the luggage.
Just
threw it and sat in the car and drove away.
The last one and this.
Hey. Ruder. And when he came, he reported the brother to all the elders. And the elders did not support him, but rather supported the man who threw the luggage away.
Teleulale nalazantam lulla topenguna na lele lance nanas natsip nanipen le falis nalazantam lul ten lulu fenguna na fumeket sinaronas falena nip falis den naruvan le lul.
Yes. Another pastor, he was a pastor of the church. When he left the church, he took the car, the official car of the church, and drove to the pastor's house and parked the car outside the gate and took the key and threw it into the house.
Tenis pastor and raya rana niala tom le fenguna na lain le tomu pila le official car om to fenguna na zan le tom pil penguna ten soferai ne ten atante o tuktan le pastera ten atchipen lakle.
He threw the key over the wall.
Na chipen ev awamni rine au fom tambun lakle.
And left them. Take your car.
Tuzi wetan to pila no.
Yes. Ruda.
Ma for my chara ma sikya shodane ma odi eat salavt.
There arose a mighty famine.
Uzi arnis musari ma fuziste omletani.
When you rebel against me,
refam kumiam kweno.
People will also rebel against you one day.
Tebishul lakunda yanwani kumiam now.
And you will have no power to control them.
Tetsumana na yere no ifeza nas.
Even your children will rise up and rebel against you. Yes. One day a brother was working in the ministry. And he left suddenly without announcement. I said, hey, people are wicked. But some years later, I saw his wife. His wife was planning. Said, I'm leaving without announcement.
Yalakua.
Now the Bible says, I'm almost finished, don't worry.
If Amarana,
when he had spent all, he began to be in want. Now some people say that when you leave the church, we will curse you. Yes, we will for saying that when you leave, we will curse you. I don't curse people who leave the church. You curse yourself. They are afraid of the curses. Because the Bible says, he began to be in want. I didn't write it. The Bible says he reached a place of poverty. One of the signs of rebellion is poverty. Endless poverty. Intractable poverty. Unresolvable poverty. Impossible to treat poverty. I don't curse people who live. They are afraid. Yes. Of your own behavior, what will happen to you? Because the Bible says, whose end is destruction? Is the end, not the beginning or the middle, the end is destruction.
Yes.
He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen. I don't curse people who live. I can show you almost 100 people who have left who relate very nicely with me. And people who have left who preach in some of our biggest churches.
Yes.
You have to be worried about your own situation. Yes. He went and joined himself to a citizen. And would have fain filled his belly with the husk which the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Which shows that the poverty was extreme.
Le fantana santena lala satia so is na nambatena niaran sakaftam kusu.
Instead of eating pork chops, he was fighting with the pig for the chops.
So, tukne is nina na kotlet te zozo a is le lambu ne zo miara miathan.
Oh, this is too much. This is too
tena,
much.
Tena graf besan.
When he's trying to eat, the pig will say, "Oh, oh, 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 oh." give me, and he will be touching the pork chops.
Wow.
Now.
So,
are you ready for what is about to happen?
Are
you sure you are ready for what is about to happen? Now the next verse. It says.
Who's this?
Now, when he came to his senses. Sound mind. When his mind. Started to work correctly. You see, I was preaching about the sound mind. When his mind started working well. When he came to his mind. He said. This is big anointing with my father. Very big one. That's what he said. He said, no. My father has so much anointing that there is even mercy in the anointing.
Yes.
Yes. He started to even remember that his father was a very merciful man.
The
mind. That's why God gives you a sound mind. So that you
can
receive the mercy. When your mind is not working, you cannot even receive mercy. His father had, can you imagine, you know, his discontentment and rebellion, it leads to poverty because he was at the same level of riches as his father. He and his father had the same things. And his ended at zero, and his father had more than
enough.
Wow. He said, I will arise. I will turn around. Have you played Monopoly before?
Monopoly.
Do you know how to play Monopoly?
Yes, sir.
Do you play it in Malagasy?
Yes, sir. Some people play Monopoly. Yeah.
Some people play Monopoly. There is a card called Get Out of Jail Free.
Sortir de la prison
free. Gratis.
Gratuit. Gratuitement.
Gratuit. Get out of jail free. You know, it is not that you will not have problem in this life. But it is how you will respond. All this boy, no, I want to say something. This is very important. Everybody, are you listening? Are you listening? I should go to Mauritius.
I want you
to listen to what I'm saying. Every spiritual problem can end with one thing. You want to know the one thing. How many want to know one thing which ends all crises and problems? It is confession of sins. If you admit and you confess, almost every spiritual crisis can end. Jesus, the Bible said, if we confess our sins,
if we confess,
he is faithful,
he
is just to forgive you from all your unrighteousness. If you confess, it can end your current crisis.
Every crisis, I'm telling you,
be brought to an end through one thing. Confession. Admitting. I have sinned against God. And also I have sinned against you. Forgive me. Forgive me for what I have done. And truth. That I am not worthy to be at any position anymore. Notice. You see,
so,
people who point fingers and mock at people's mistakes, it is not the righteousness of God.
Why?
Shall I show you why?
Yeah.
Those of you who laugh at people who have fallen into sin. Because the Bible says that if we confess, he is faithful and also he is just. That means that it will be unjust for him to not forgive you. So it is unjust people who don't forgive. when people confess.
It's
actually an injustice.
To not
put a matter to rest.
Yes.
One fantastic key.
Luckily, right in a
fantastic huge crisis. I will confess. And it is now, you now bring justice on your side.
So, I know son rarne from Nandemanta and Nuananau.
Justice. Look at what the Bible says that. It's you are now, justice is on your side.
So,
you must be forgiven.
Refam, Peba, Kenosan, ten rarne from Nandemanta, Mumba Noah, Titsumaita Fela Yelkinau.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That is why Bible says that if a man is overtaken in a fault, he who is spiritual, that means he who is just, is the one who can restore that person back.
So, referara kawanatna tsfamarina na nularena fautan te nula marna smaitia te se maamerna ni nulin hawan famarina.
Wow!
Wow!
So he arose.
Then Sanganis
and went to his father.
Then Akanim Rain.
This boy,
you
may laugh at him.
Meti meza, no, is,
but he is doing better than many pastors.
Faize manon tsara lafta nun pastera maruar so.
How many pastors say sorry?
Firken pastera mam tenu mialatsinia.
How many say sorry?
Firmband nealatsin.
I'm sorry for. How many say, I've sinned against you? They will say, I've sinned against God. You know, I've sorted it out with God. But what about me and you?
So, firm pastor, if I'm funa tam na demanta, if I'm alam kunyam na isan demant, fanyam tike senowa, alokumba alam ku.
They will say, oh God, but I've prayed to God. I've prayed to God.
Serious, I'm chifunam le ulamit, chifunam le pastor, I'm chifunam le ulumbele, if I'm favakatam na demanta ka, if I'm resakatam na demanta, bebak.
And God has heard me. What do you want from me again? No. That's not what he said. He said, I've sinned against heaven and against thee. I have done something wrong to you. Clap for this boy. Clap for the boy.
Doite akawanle sana katalchike.
Clap for the boy. Clap for the boy.
Wanle tufla.
Every crisis.
Raula na reta crisis reta.
Every evil.
Rats reta.
Can come to an end.
Afa kam fara na ta.
And its power. Its power.
Arnirn.
To judge you.
Arnirn.
Can come to an end.
Dem fara na yanku.
Through one thing.
Amna savatara.
Confession.
Fibepana.
If we confess.
Rampebak sik.
And the boy said, Father, I have sinned.
Uzi se rayo nanuta.
Against heaven.
Nanuta tamlancha.
Including the sins that cannot easily be mentioned or described.
Nale fautana tsazo safai ota netsimura mana safa simaneo anazy adan.
What did he do against his father?
Inan de tina atao.
Did he slap his father?
Ufelan venrain.
Did he insult his father?
Nupain venrain.
Did he say something bad to his father?
Nte zavatra ratsam rain fees.
So why do you say I've sinned against you?
Famanina reason umtene na nuta tam nawa. Inantena na ton.
You see, in the realm of the spirit, it's called a transgression.
Ntika santewe a fautan yelk.
A transgression is to cross a line.
Netawe transgression a yelka te nandiya na tsipchara yeno.
There are some boundaries.
Mis fifcha zwaran.
That you should never cross.
That
is the meaning of transgression.
Iniquity
is a different word. Iniquity means you are twisted. You now turn towards evil. But to transgress is to cross lines. Invisible lines. That is why when you go to some place and the light comes on, Because you have crossed some lines.
But you can't see.
You can't even describe what it is. But you've done something wrong.
Very wrong.
This is transgression.
Yes.
And he said, I have sinned against God. That's why people argue about sin all the time. Because they are not thinking about the invisible transgressions that they are crossing the line all the time. And everybody knows something is wrong, but exactly what is it that is wrong? We can't say what is that. Lift your hands. Everyone say, I shall implement.
Yes.
Listen, put your hand down. Many people don't implement. Because you see, this part of the story where it says, I shall arise and I will go to my father and I will say, Father, I have sinned against you. It is mentioned twice. Because the first one is when he's thinking what he's going to do. And the second one is when he actually does it.
So, you tataron pe pulute ti. Teni jelu voluane ante utenem rekwa te beba kasun sisan. Bola tawa tsain futsinu. Fan vernin ruse sabatrai. Efa tunga tawa mrain mitzleis. Tena na piar leis. Tena na ton leis.
A certain lady, she was now overweight.
Nisi fevavsaya, so zanotane lasangeza pe.
So she bought a bicycle.
Ten fit bicicletis.
For exercise.
Ambanova ni exercisan.
And she brought it to the house.
Ten etne watan.
To her room.
Awam chambran.
And her husband said, this bicycle is too big. It is taking the whole room.
Uzi sole fadne, ngeza pe ti bicicletia, lasantita, wol ni efchandret.
But she said, I am going to use it to lose weight.
Te and they were persecuting his family manena fatana.
Hey. After some weeks,
ta atawarina nerana vitsvitsa
and some months,
sfulana vitsvits,
the husband asked his wife,
nantanin le vadin le ramatu,
are you not using the bicycle?
Yenonga tia pesa le bicicleta ndray.
Do you know what she said?
Did I know zavadan tenenni?
I think I'm going to Mauritius.
And they were in Mauritius, but still no father than Iska.
She said,
do
you want to know what she said?
Tenatino father of Elis, Mamura Kura Kenai.
When her husband asked her that, why are you not riding the bicycle?
Nantan Levat, Famanin and Stengen and Onele Piscret.
She said, I am riding it in my mind.
The Woodis Levave, our Tsaikwa, if I'm tanking on the Piscret, you.
I am riding the bicycle. Many of you have certain things you have to do, but you are doing it in your mind. But from today,
you
are going to rise
and
do it. No more ministries in your mind.
Decisions
in your mind.
But
you are going to do it practically. Lift your hand and let's thank God right now.
Father,
we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Sota te
sosyo. Ora basikata la mazekete le barabashekele. Liba kasa kata mazekata madeke zekete ke. Zekete pra kasa kata madele brede zekete pra doja kata ba. Yes. Kasa ze pra kata se.
Yeni. Yeni.
Oh, yes.
Yeni.
Shato shababababa jakata ba.
Yeni.
Oh,
yeni.
Oh,
yeni.
Yes.
Oh, shakala mazekete katakaza bala bala kaze brado shakata ba.
Hombolo mama
shakala mazekete
mazo
bredesh.
Hamandala
mama kaza kato brades.
Father, we thank you.
Sota no zeraya.
For this great blessing. In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you. For the good work. You have begun to do in our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Put your hand on your belly. Taking a deep breath. And receive the Spirit. Of implementation.
The
spirit of implementation is the spirit of the doer of the word and not a hearer only.
Thank you Jesus
for this great blessing
for
us today.
In Jesus.
And everyone shouted amen.
God bless
you. You may be seated.
Masa utwera nandeta.